Hi, welcome back to All Things Data. We're really excited about all the things that these large language models have been helping us with, and we wanted to have a bit of a conversation about how we at 1000ML are using several of these large language models like ChatGPT. Let's get right to it.
Hi, Victor. I know 1000ML is focused largely on NLP and your product suite on Document AI. Can you give us a high-level overview of Document AI?
Oh, for sure. So in the past, or prior to really having Document AI, when you wanted to do all kinds of, let's say, document analysis or processing of documents, there were systems that would take your documents and process them. So they're largely called like document management or document intelligent document processing systems. They still exist, they do their job fine. However, they're very, just like everything that predated sort of AI and like the ability to use semantics and context to get the answers that you actually want. These older systems, usually in sort of like slightly older technology, tend to be extremely rules-based. So let's say you're looking for some kind of extraction of entities from a document, which is something that Document AI and document processing both do. So let's take, for example, just simple entity extraction from a type of document. With the world of document management or intelligent document processing, which we'll just refer to as IDP from here on, in that world, you were hoping that all of your documents were sort of like templated or form-based in some way that allowed you to always get a piece of text or the entity or whatever it is that you're getting from the exact same spot or after the same word or in some kind of bolded, whatever the rule for getting that word was. So, I mean, that was really useful, except that it made it so that we were then working to feed the machine the right input rather than the machine understanding what we want from it and it giving us back the analysis that we really want. So the world of Document AI does all the things that IDP or document management suites would have done. So summarization of documents, that's a typical one. Sentiment analysis, these are things that not all document management and IDP suites would do, but Document AI obviously is entity extraction. So we talked a little bit about that, and document classification. That's broadly Document AI, and then different companies do different things depending on their clients. For example, we've gone big into clause extraction because we have clients that are in the legal and government realm who care a lot about contracts and agreements, and those are usually paragraphs that are known as clauses, so we extract those and then we can do analysis on them as well. We can extract forms and filled out forms, whether they're typed in, written in, or whatnot. So we obviously have OCR capabilities as well. We have the ability to translate documents almost, you know, immediately. We can also extract any kind of tables and digitize them that are in documents. And the last really cool, important thing is that we can let you just have Q&A with your documents. That's something that almost nobody has. It's really new and novel, and yeah, it's kind of a really big deal that you can just ingest a document and say, what is the termination date of this? And boom, there you have an answer. So yeah, that sort of gives an overview. I guess if I wanted to render it down to like one statement, is that Document AI makes it easier for businesses to find and extract value from all of their documents.
Got it. Could you tell me what ChatGPT is all about?
So unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard of it, you've probably even like played in the playground with it, and you've probably seen a video or two on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok somewhere of somebody doing a ChatGPT thing, you know, and you've heard of like copywriters saying, oh no, I'm out of a job, and all kinds of people who have to be creative with language are now very concerned because you can get non-formulaic, almost creative style language from, generated language from ChatGPT. So it's kind of cool. In the end, ChatGPT, as well as any of the GPT models, they've released several up to this point. Recently, GPT-3 was sort of like the best that they had. Now they've gone to basically like GPT-3.5, where we're talking about ChatGPT. And very soon, in the early parts of 2024, they're going to boost that even higher with GPT-4. So it's going to get even cooler and, I guess, better at analysis and generating and understanding text. So it's a large language model. So imagine that you are a linguist and you want to understand like all of the works of everything and everyone. That's sort of what you can do with a machine, whereas a human, it's a lot harder for us to ingest and understand everything. So a machine can retain that knowledge almost to infinity, just simply because you just throw money at it and give it more disk, more compute, more RAM, all that stuff, right? More GPU, and it can do a better job of more data. So even though this is trained on a large data set, it's not a Google-sized data set. This is still, you know, on the order of like Wikipedia size, whereas Google is exabytes, if not beyond that at this point. This was, I think it was under 800 gigabytes of data, which is crazy how good this is with just that little bit of data. The purpose of these GPT models is largely to understand meaning and intent of any text. The form factor that they've given us to use in the playground is a chatbot. That's why it's ChatGPT, which is quite useful because it gives just about anybody the ability to kind of like interact with a large language model, which most people have not done. And it generally gets exactly what you're asking of it. If it can rationalize the answer from what it's read and internalized. And of course, in order to answer you back, it has to generate text. So it's not just spitting back the way that like Google or Bing or whoever spits back when you do a search. They spit back like, there's the link, here's maybe like a little excerpt from the website. No, that's not what ChatGPT does. It answers your question. So you say something like, what is the meaning of life to a dog? I have no clue what that is, and neither does ChatGPT probably, but it'll render some kind of like, it'll generate some kind of knowledge-based inference about that question, and it'll give it to you. It's probably gonna be a lot of almost like lawyer speak, where it's just like, well, it's a dog, and really we don't quite know, but if we were to guess, this is possibly what it could be. So as you can imagine, it makes ChatGPT really good at Q&A with the things that it knows, and up to the dates that it's been trained. So you can't ask it for super up-to-date world events because it doesn't know that something just happened in wherever. I think the latest training is from like 2021, so you have up to 2021 at this point to ask it. And the purpose is not to ask questions of time-specific things, especially that are up-to-date. You kind of want to ask general knowledge questions or for it to do general things. Yeah, so that's sort of wraps ChatGPT, and GPT generally is just a version of that powers ChatGPT, but doesn't have a chat interface.
Very cool. So how is 1000ML used in ChatGPT in its Apogee Suite products?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about just the interplay would go in from the world of Document AI, especially when we're talking about things such as Q&A within our Apogee Suite, you can see that a large language model lends itself really well to getting you the understanding, meaning, and context within text and the intent of that text, and really having a good idea as to how to answer the right questions about your documents, which is critically important. So what we've done is we've used large language models in our suite for our existence. So this isn't new to us. We've updated them as time has gone, and now we're at the bleeding edge of large language models. We're using the newest GPT model, which is this. What it does really well for us in Apogee Suite is our competitors want you to upload a document, do a ton of work, like choose what to do to the document, and then you're gonna get some kind of output of values, let's say, that you can then do analysis on. So we were like, we could do that, and we do that, because a lot of people need that in a workflow, an RPA, or a long-running system. But if you're actually just looking to interrogate your documents, why not just interrogate your documents? So that's what we built, is we allow you to basically ingest a document into Apogee Suite and just start asking it questions. And Apogee Suite starts answering you questions about that document. So if you think back to the example of what's the termination date of some agreement, yeah, it'll answer that. Who are the parties in this agreement? It'll answer that. You know, all kinds of things around that sort of world. And the crazy thing is, it does this without training. So you can sign up for a free trial, you can sign up for a paid subscription, and that moment, as soon as you get your login information, jump right in, you put your first document in, it'll start answering questions. That's kind of really neat. Now, for very specific workloads, it also allows us to further fine-tune language models. So you can take like this base language model that's like, I know a bunch of stuff and I'm a generalist, you know? Think of yourself, you're not a computer. But a generalist is kind of good at answering topical questions at a pretty high level. But when you really want to get deep into the question, it may not have all the relevant information. So by us fine-tuning these language models based on our clients' use cases, it allows our language models to be very specific to the kind of workload or the kinds of Q&A that may exist for our clients. So you can imagine things like we've done for like a thesis defense. That's a good one. We've played around with this one because, you know, we've had PhDs that work for us, obviously, so they are very aware of how this. So taking the generally all the questions and answers that happen in a thesis, so you understand the different parties that are going to be asking you to defend the thesis. So now you're going to have an understanding of those people and the kinds of questions that they like to ask. You marry that with us, Apogee Suite, really understanding your thesis as well, because you ingest your thesis, and then you get to a place where we could really help train you on what a thesis defense is going to look like so that you nail it. Why not have all that peace of mind and be sure that you can get through that defense? And of course, this extends beyond thesis defense, but that's the most innocuous example that we can give without giving away any kind of our proprietary secrets. Yeah. So that sort of wraps up a little bit about our large language model use in Apogee Suite and how we've used things like ChatGPT and other language models to really get at the heart of document AI and make it not just like your grandfather's document AI, basically. So that's the end of today. We hope you'll tune back next week where we'll be talking more about all things data. All right, have a good week.